what brought you to Project PAL?
Well, I was homeless. You know, I didn't have a place to stay. I was bouncing from couch to couch, staying from friend to friend. And, you know, I was in a group therapy, and someone had given me their number, and I gave them a call, and I set up an interview, and had my interviews, and I was accepted into Project PAL, and it saved my life.
That's really nice to hear. Now, they do a lot of things, as I have been saying, and as we're going to continue to say through the day, but we're here to talk about the music program. Tell me how you got involved in that.
Well, I play guitar, and I sing, and, you know, my intervenal, he plays guitar as well, and, you know, we started out as, you know, playing together, and we started a thing at Project PAL in the drop-in center. You know, once a month we all get together like a live karaoke where people can, you know, participate and sing songs and, you know, kind of forget about their worries for the day, you know. And it helps me immensely. It's for me, it's not only therapeutic, but it's almost spiritual, you know. For me, it brings me to a special place where I can escape my worries, you know, for the day.
What is it, do you think, about the music that helps you out in that way?
Well, it's just therapeutic. When I'm playing guitar and I'm singing, it's just I don't have any worries or fears, or, you know, it just helps me immensely.
That's amazing. Let me bring somebody else into the conversation now, who I introduced a second ago, Professor Sandy Curtis from Concordia University, a music therapy professor. Thank you very, very much for being here.
My pleasure.
So when you listen to that story from Vincent, I wonder, how common do you think that sort of experience is?
I think very common. We have an intuitive sense of the power of music, what it does to us. And then as music therapists, we learn how to take that one step further. One of the most important things is it's unlike anything else. It moves us emotionally. It affects us physically, cognitively, spiritually, all at the same time. So it's very, very powerful and can be, therefore, a great tool for transformation and change and improvement in our lives.
As you say, I think that's something that wouldn't be surprising to people who might know it intuitively, but we're finding out a lot more about it on a really concrete and even measurable level, right?
Yeah, and there's a great deal of research, both in mental health and in all areas, and the impact of music, but also the impact of music therapy, which takes it one step further in the hands of a trained, qualified music therapist who has the skill and the knowledge how to apply that with people, you know, whatever their music interests and whatever their needs are. So it might be somebody who's playing guitar, it might be somebody who's singing, it might be somebody who's drumming. The thing about music is that there's some kind of music that reaches every single person. I've not yet met anybody who isn't reached by music in some way.
So for everybody?
Everybody I've ever met.
Yeah. Vincent, how long have you been playing guitar?
I've been playing guitar for about 20 years, you know, but I've been singing since I was like 4 years old. You know, I used to actually get kicked out of class because I'd be singing in class, you know. But I grew up in a dysfunctional family, and my father was a paranoid schizophrenic. He was abusive, and I used to go to school, and music was the only thing that would block, you know, all that stuff that was going on at home. It would just block things out for me.
And it still fulfills that kind of role for you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm in a 12-step program, and you know, there's a bunch of my friends that a lot of musicians play guitar, drums, bass, and we once a week we get together and we play for about 3 hours, and we have such an amazing time.
Talk to me a little bit about playing among yourselves or playing in front of other people.
Well, for me, it brings me pleasure to see other people having fun. And, you know, we have, you know, people at Project PAL with mental disorders. And, you know, for an example, we have one guy that stutters. But when he gets up and he sings, he's not stuttering. He doesn't stutter anymore. You know, it's like, wow, it's not the same person. Like, who is this guy? You know?
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it really is amazing.
Yeah. Do you ever get stage fright when you're going up in front of people?
No.
No, eh?
No. No, that comes natural since I was a kid. I was always a bit of an entertainer.
Okay. I understand that the Project PAL Choir is going to be on our afternoon show on Home Run today after 5 o'clock. Are you going to be there?
I should be there, yeah.
No? Okay. So you're going to have a performance in later on. And everybody listening can hear that later on today. Professor Curtis, let me turn back to you here for a second, because I'm really fascinated by understanding, and I know that we've sort of touched on this already, but understanding why it is. I know that's sort of a hard question to answer in sort of a quantifiable way, but why music therapy seems to work so well, why it touches everybody.
Again, it is really that power of music. You talked about the fellow who stuttered and then didn't win singing. Music activates many more parts of our brain than any other endeavor, than reading poetry, the music itself. And like I said, it's that when it affects us physically, cognitively, emotionally, and spiritually all at the same time. So if you go and listen to a song that you were listening to when you were 13, you won't just say, oh, I know that song. You'll be right there. You'll feel it. You'll know what you were feeling and what it was like and what was going on in life. It'll immediately bring you back in a very powerful, meaningful
way. That's really true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it actually can sort of stir up emotions that are tough to deal with.
It can, and that's why when you want to move beyond music making to working with a music therapist, because it can very much open up very deep places that you want to really go with somebody who can guide the person and assist them. The other thing about music, it really expresses the inexpressible. I still remember at 9/11 watching all the news clips and people who... It was so profoundly impacted, had nothing to say, but they held hands and sang Amazing Grace. And that connected them in a way that nothing else could. So music is both the inexpressible, but it can be music with lyrics, but it can just be music itself. And it can be in a performance way like you're doing. It can also be in a very, you know, for people who are shy, just in their own little world, making music with one or two people other than, you know, not necessarily always going out in a performance in front of the world.
I really appreciate both of you coming in. It's a great pleasure to meet both of you. Thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you very much, Sean, for having me.
Vincent Botcher is a member of Project PAL's music program. Professor Sandy Curtis is a music therapy professor at Concordia University and a music therapist herself.